Something isn't right, Gyro told the Niseth. If this were Haven, Marina and Jax would be here to greet us. Our families would rush to us. Ancestors would hold us close and kiss our foreheads.
Maybe that's just around the corner, the Niseth said with a faint smile. She unfastened her sword and returned it to her cart. For the first time in their long journey together, the outcasts celebrated. They felt young energy filling their bodies and lifting their hearts. They didn't talk about hope and joy. They became hope and joy. They sang and danced and laughed. They didn't notice something moving along the ground through the amber light. They didn't hear the warning cries of the Gyunkunks. They didn't see that there were two creatures approaching. The creatures were four-legged, huge, white, even in the engulfing amber light. Their fur and flesh were transparent so that anyone with the nerve to look could see their bones, muscles, eyeballs, and beating hearts. They weren't antibodies. They weren't shadow beasts. Lanai-Seth recognized one of the creatures. It was the white beast that had been following them, with a partner. Everyone froze as the creatures lifted their throats, bared their teeth, and shrieked with unholy abandon, their cries filling the Amber Canyon with new white fear. Chapter 20. Somewhere beyond caves, cliffs, and canyons, beyond the crystal rainbows underground and the layers of red, green, and blue rock above ground, beyond lands nourished with glistening waters and washed in golden light, beyond all things experienced or even imagined, something watched. Separate from the world of sweet skies, curving land, one sun, and twin moons, something broke from its vast patterned movement, buckled, and stopped. Had a human done this, it might have been considered anger, even rage. This broken movement was greater than rage, a higher and unspeakably deeper level. In the mist that now surrounded all things, bright green, yellow, and red light swirled as they had for ages. Lances of pure white light shot through the fog like needles in the unimaginable pattern of an enormous world-spanning tapestry. Diamonds appeared in what might have been called the sky, if there had been any way to determine what was up or down.